When you think of blockbuster bestsellers, what comes to mind generally are mysteries, crime novels, romances, not so much ethical or moral fiction. That's what Jodi Picoult calls her novels. With 33 million copies of her books now in circulation, NPR's Lynn Neary wondered how Picoult could be so popular by writing about divisive issues.
While promoting her new book at the Free Library in Philadelphia, Jodi Picoult made some members of her audience howl, literally.
Thank you.
Picoult used this lesson in howling to show how much she learned about wolves while researching her latest book, Lone Wolf. It was also a vivid demonstration of Picoult's special talent for connecting with her fans. Her longtime editor, Emily Bessler, says that special bond with the reader was there from the beginning. Bessler remembers that right before she began working with Picoult, she saw two young women on the subway reading her books.
And I said, oh, you know, how are those? Are those good books? And they both went on for 5 minutes, complete strangers, about how they worshipped Jodi Picoult, how they waited breathlessly for every trade paperback. And I thought, wow, that's impressive. That's not what you hear every day.
At the event in Philadelphia, a long line of fans snaked through the echoing hallways of the Free Library, eager to get a moment with Picoult. It was the end of a long day, but Picoult was unfailingly cheerful as she signed copies of her books.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
What makes Picoult's popularity somewhat surprising is the subject she chooses to write about. In her novels, Picoult has taken on a long list of issues that a lot of people avoid thinking about.
Neonaticide, the death penalty, mercy killing, stem cell research, what it means to believe in God or not believe in God, the right to die, gay rights.
Just to name a few. Picoult takes a controversial issue and lets her characters hash out their differences over it, usually in the context of a family facing some kind of crisis. Picoult says she tends to write about subjects that keep her awake at night.
Really, I think I have sort of gravitated towards issues that I don't know the answers to, because that's what's more interesting for me to write. The act of writing it is the act of trying to understand why my opinion is what it is. And ultimately, I think that's the same experience the reader has when they pick up one of my books.
In Lone Wolf, a brother and sister must decide whether to terminate medical care for their father, who's in a vegetative state after a car accident. The sister, Kara, was also in the accident and is determined to keep her father alive. The brother, Edward, who has been estranged from his family, wants to let their father go and donate his organs to someone who needs them. In this scene, the brother thinks the two have resolved their differences.
My sister is glassy-eyed, slack-jawed, almost asleep, but she fixes her gaze directly on mine. I can't do this, Kara murmurs. I just want it to be over. It feels like a plea. It feels as if, for the first time in 6 years, I might be in a position to help her. I look down at my sister. I'll take care of it, I promise, knowing how much these words have cost her. I'll take care of everything.
At the center of this story is the father, Luke, a researcher whose life was so taken over by the wolves he studied that at one point he left his family to live with a wolf pack. Picoult says she wanted Luke to be a larger-than-life character.
Because I think that's probably the most devastating thing, when someone who is larger-than-life winds up a shadow of themselves in a hospital bed. And one day I woke up thinking about wolves. No idea why. I have no affinity for wolves. I know nothing about wolves, you know, beyond what most people tend to know. And I started to do a little research, and I began to think, what if I created a guy who had lived with a wild pack, who didn't just study them from afar, but actually lived with them?
Picoult is not the kind of writer who just makes things up. She does extensive research for her books, delving into medical, scientific, and ethical research, visiting hospitals, even prisons if necessary. In the case of Lone Wolf, she learned everything she could about wolves and spent time with a researcher who actually had lived with a pack. But for all her interest in research and facts, Picoult still believes she can have the greatest impact on her readers through fiction.
If you read a book that's fiction and you get caught in the characters and the plot and swept away really by the just the fiction of it, by the non-reality, you sometimes wind up changing your reality as well. And often when the last page is turned, it will haunt you. It's a much gentler approach sometimes into a controversial subject than nonfiction is.
Waiting for Pico to sign their books the other night, Rachel Minnick, Susan Berkelbach, and Carrie Dunn said they've been reading Pico's books for years.
Thank you, Jody.
Sure. Thanks for being here.
We feel very blessed because we've seen you twice now. So.
Where did you see me last time?
In Reading.
The three friends said they love the way Pico combines fact with fiction.
I love the fact that she tackles some really tough topics, and she... Her character development is amazing, and you just fall in love with her characters, and her stories are just, she's an incredible storyteller.
Yeah. And what is it you like so much about her book?
I just like the different ideas that she comes up with, the different stories. They're just so interesting, and like Rachel said, they really make you think about things that you haven't normally thought about.
I think primarily I like the fact that there's so much research that goes into her books. I really do. I think that it's not just that she's a good storyteller, there's research behind it, so you learn something every time you read one of her books.
Pico doesn't take her fans for granted. She gets around 200 emails a day and answers them all. But she doesn't think it's just personal attention which brings readers back to her books year after year.
I think the reason that these readers come back to me is because I represent their points of view. It may not be my point of view, but that's okay. You know, everyone still deserves to have their say, and I always look at it sort of like the facets of a diamond. You've got to illuminate each one and then let the reader decide what's the brightest one and why. You know, my job isn't to tell them which is the brightest one. It's just to illuminate every single facet.
Pico, who also happens to be a mother of three, generally writes a book a year. She finished the first draft of her next book before heading out on this book tour and already has started researching another one. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Want to mention you can follow NPR News and many NPR correspondents on Facebook, on Google Plus, and on Twitter. This program is at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.